Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it's Colin coming to you live here from Mercer Beach, California, back in the country. I just got back in yesterday, and I got to tell you, I was almost really close to canceling the show today because I just really wasn't prepared to kind of try and unwind. But I kind of thought to myself, it is the last show of the year, last opportunity for me to touch base with you guys, and I just figured, you know what, I'm just going to make it happen some way or another. So my agenda will be a little off the cuff today because I really didn't have my planned show. But I apologize for anybody who was on the show last week. I really wanted to do a show live from Cancun. That was my goal. Unfortunately, the internet connection in our hotel was not consistent enough, and I should have just canceled the show, but I didn't get to it in time. So I do apologize. But welcome for those of you that are here today. I do thank you for being here. We got the email out late. But I decided I was just going to come on and have a show today and see what happens. Let it do what it's going to do. And I was inspired because I got an email from a friend of mine wishing everybody, you know, all his friends a happy new year, a safe new year. And he had connected a video link from Les Brown. If you guys don't know who Les Brown is, he's a powerful speaker, been around for years, very inspirational gentleman. And he had a video about It's Possible, and it really just touched me and inspired me, and it allowed me to say, you know what, doesn't matter if I just got back in town, doesn't matter if I'm not prepared, doesn't matter if I don't have an agenda for the show, you just wing it because it's possible. But he really touched, what really kind of connected with me, what it made me connect to, think about is the fact that so many people this year that we've reached or have at least been exposed to this amazing protocol. Over 8,000 people this year have been on our mailing list or joined our list or came through our website at one point or another. And that's a lot of people's lives. Now, did all of them transform their lives? Did all of them take the 8CG Body for Life challenge? I have no way of knowing that. I know a great deal of them did. You know, he in this video, which I just put on Facebook, I sent to Facebook, and I also put it on my website and my blog, because I think it's a really powerful message for all of us to listen to, especially coming in 2012. Because he talked about, our own minds and our own belief system, that we have a desire or an intent to do something great, which is even transforming our bodies, and then how our mind, subconscious mind, ends up talking us out of it. And has a whole conversation on how it's not possible, and starts playing back all of your failures of the past and all of your problems. And some of you guys know those conversations. You know, I come from a heavy set family, or I have a low thyroid. I have a thyroid problem. I never can really lose weight or keep it off. I always cheat on diets. I've always failed on diets. And those conversations come in, and they basically, and how they just really separate you from your destiny and your desire to get to where you want. And the fact that we have to remember that it's possible, and that we have those people in our lives that, as loving or as their intentions may be, and sometimes the intentions may not be so loving, but they tend to remind us of our failures of the past, remind us of, how well we didn't do it at this particular thing, maybe at dieting or reaching our goal or what have you, and that it's a struggle. And so, I kind of thought to myself, ending the year, and I have a lot of people that are, excited about the new year. They're starting out the new year. There's people, people are ordering their ATG and their products because they want to prepare for the new year. And this is the time of year where people tend to least rise up inside themselves in their mindset that they're going to do something. And that's why I thought that this message today would be so important, and watching this video would be so important, because the enthusiasm is only going to last as long as your core beliefs are. And one of the statements that he made in the video, he said, if there's no enemy within us, then the enemy outside of us can do us no harm. And it means that our minds and ourselves are our worst enemies. So if you are one of those people that are gearing up for the new year and that sets your resolution, and I'm not a real big fan of resolutions, and if you've been on my shows before, you've heard me mention that when I finally decided to look up the definition of resolution a couple of years ago, I was, much to my surprise, it simply meant to resolve again, which means that you really never ever resolve the resolution. It is something that you come back and you repeat again and again and again. And to me, that was a pretty depressing thought process, that every year millions of people around the world set out their New Year's resolutions, and not knowing that resolution in most cases, or in many cases, will be the same resolution that comes again in the following year, or some of them will come again. And so I encourage you to, instead of making resolutions for the 2012, to make declarations. Declarations are statements, so they're more powerful. You own them more, and they're more personal for you. And making a declaration is an intent to do something with vigor. And so, I just felt, you know what? It's amazing how this time of year is really, the people that are in the weight loss or fitness industry, they love the new year all the way through the beginning of summer, because that's when they really seem to see the increase in gym memberships and weight loss products and the whole nine yards. And that's fine and dandy. But from my point of view, it's great if you're going to start the journey, but I would like the percentages of people who finish the journey to be much higher. And just as an example, one of the things I wanted to do is give a gift that we had that we felt that would be of value. So we sent out to our list of over 10,000, I don't know how many, 10,700 people, I believe, free access to our ATG 90 Extreme coaching program, which meant they had access to recipes and the walk through the entire process of the protocol and exercise programs and exercises that we put together. And I had a special friend, Debbie Beebe, from Tybo fame. She did put together some great exercises for it. And we gave and said, look, you know what? We want everyone that taken out have an opportunity to get access. This is something we sold for $97 a month for people that were members of this. For the ATG 90 Extreme Challenge 1 and Challenge 2 and Challenge 3. And we said, you know what? We want everyone to have access to this information so they can come out of the gate, get all the knowledge, get the camaraderie from the forum, get the inspiration. There's meditations in there, daily meditations to help you get past the mental demons that get in your way. We believe it's everything you need for you to succeed. And out of that 10,000 people, less than 1% of the people took advantage of that. I mean, so we had 100 and some, 100 and maybe 127 people signed up for something that was absolutely free, no strings attached. You could have complete access to it for the entire month of December and January. And that I looked at that and went, wow. Now, if you have 10,000 people that are on your list because they came there because they want information about, I assume, about losing weight and getting in shape and finding out what this ATG diet protocol was about, and we can safely assume that not all 10,700 people actually either did it, completed it, or maybe succeeded to the level that they wanted to. But it kind of tells you, kind of sends a message that of what Les Brown was talking about, that they're obviously, we know that the people that are on our list, that have stayed on our list for all year long, obviously want the information. They're thinking about it. They're doing it. They're wanting to do it, whatever the case may be. And maybe it's just that internal conversation, or maybe it is that support group they have and family members that are there reminding them that they failed, that, you know, the first 15 times at ever losing weight in their lives, or, you know, you were born heavy and what makes you think you could be anything better than that. And I want to change that message. I want to change that conversation. I want people to realize that it is possible. And I found that he kept saying over and over again, you know, say to yourself, it's possible. And I got to tell you that it's, I mean, even right, even this moment of just playing back his words in my head, to me, it was so powerful, because I think so many of us don't realize that it's possible. And it's not just weight loss. Anything is possible. And so if you're stuck in anything, if the holiday season has been tough, if you've been dieting through the holiday season and failed, or if you gained some of your weight back, whatever the case may be, don't let it limit you. Don't let it discourage you. Don't let it stop you from reaching your ultimate dream. And you know, I was just talking to a gentleman today that actually called me, that I met in Laughlin. That you know, he asked me, you know, how I was in such good shape, and I gave him my card. And we went to Laughlin. I don't know, it was back in, I was in March, or was it May? It was in the summer, so maybe it was June, maybe, to the Laughlin run. And he called today, and he said, I've been holding on to your card, and it's been on my desk, and I've been looking at it every day. And then a friend of mine decided to send me some drops he bought from the store or whatever, and I thought, you know, let me just call this guy. He says, this is what he does. And the seed was planted, but it took several months for him to, you know, pick up the phone and say, you know, I finally want to do this. And it could be timing. It could be that time of the year where people want to get in shape and look, you know, look good, or at least it seems to be easier to say, I'm going to start fresh now in January 1, fresh year, fresh time. And but one of the questions that, you know, when I asked, he said, you know, what do you want to, how much weight are you looking to lose? Because that helps me to, you know, guide you in the right package for you, what have you. And he said, oh, 20, 25 pounds. And as we talked some more, you know, I said, what was the best shape you've ever been in your life? How much, what did you weigh when you were in the best shape of your life? And I said, and limit the age. I would say, you know, obviously not as a teenager, say in your 20s or, you know, whatever the best shape of your life. He said, I weighed 185 pounds. And I go, how much do you weigh now? He said, about 250, 260. And I said, so your goal is that you would be ideal, happy, and feel the very best you've ever felt being 235, 240. And he said, I really like to get down to 205, 210. And the reason why I'm giving this part of the conversation is the fact that in his mindset, being in the best shape of his life and being at 185 pounds to him wasn't possible. So he was going to settle for just losing 25 pounds because 25 pounds would get him back to where he felt comfortable. And the reason why I come here and have these shows and podcasts, and the reason why we wrote our book, and the reason why I'm writing another one, and the reason why we put out videos and what have you, is because I live it. I've seen it now thousands of times. It's kind of weird to say thousands of times that this is the only diet protocol that I've ever seen, ever. I don't care whatever commercial, whatever celebrity has sold, whatever they've sold. I've the only thing I've ever seen that can literally take a person back to their physical best shape of their life, to their natural body weight, to where it's not impossible to look and feel the way you did in your 20s. And I don't care if, I mean, now granted, you can have certain limitations. Will you have the same tight skin, glowing skin that you did when you were 20, 25? Probably not. But we're talking about lean body mass, you know, body fat percentage, you know, lean muscle tone, to a degree that you could look at the pictures, you know, 40 years apart and go, you look pretty darn close. Obviously, you're older, but you look pretty darn close to what you did in your 20s. And I know that because I've seen it in my own self, and I live it in my own body, and I've seen it happen to other people. So I know it's possible. I'm blessed at this point in my life that when it comes to what my physical body can be and look like, I already know it's possible. Now, the only time you know it's possible is when you've experienced it. And so I believe that my purpose here on the planet is just to be able to help people see the possibility. and then give them the information and guide them through the system so they can reveal their true body within and also experience the possibility. And then when they experience the possibility, people look at them. Now, well, they'll look at them, and they will probably negate it by saying, well, yeah, it was probably possible for you, but I can't do it. But I believe that once you've accomplished something, just your sincerity of look, man, I did this, you can do it too, and that pay it forward mentality is going to help other people realize the possibility. So really the message that I wanted to send out for 2012, it doesn't matter if it's your financial goals or your physical goals or your health or what have you, that it's possible. And that you just have to keep telling yourself it's possible until you reach it. And one of the things he said in this video, which I thought was so powerful, he said that tell yourself you're going to fail your way to success. And I was like, wow, wait a minute. Your brain takes a minute to comprehend that for a second. And you kind of go, wait, fail my way to success. Well, think about it, that For every failure you have, it makes you shift into another direction. Basically, he said 90% of all the millionaires in the world went bankrupt before they became super millionaires. I mean, most athletes that are super athletes were lousy at the game when they were children. It made no sense when they were really, really small. It didn't look like they had any coordination at all to become these Michael Jordans and Kobe Bryants of the world. I mean, so you have to realize that we all fail ourselves to success at some point in time. That the failure of the real estate market, the failure of my real estate business empire put me here to a place where I love where I do. I love that I get to talk to people from all over the world every single day and know that I'm purpose driven every morning, that there's somebody's life that may change just because I answered my phone. And I loved being in the mortgage business. I loved being in the real estate business. And until one day I didn't. And I was like, wow, what am I going to do? So if that door didn't shut, if I didn't gain 50 pounds, if I didn't become a type 2 diabetic, if I didn't have sleep apnea, if my blood pressure wasn't out of control and I wasn't desperate to not die like my parents did and my grandparents did, I wouldn't be here today sharing this message. So it's possible. So for every failure, just know that there's a door opening up of huge possibility that will favor you even when you don't think it will, and that goes for almost every aspect of your life. And we live in a very cynical world sometimes. And I was just on the plane yesterday. I was talking to a young guy. He was a heavyset dude. We both had the aisle seats, because I get a little claustrophobic too. So we both had the aisle seats, and the stewardess, every time she walked up and down the aisle, both of our shoulders got bumped, and we kept trying to shift ourselves out of the way. But he was a big guy, I'm a big guy. We kind of, you know, our shoulders are kind of in the aisle. So, but you know, and she may have been a little hippie too. But it happened at least 20, 30 times. And the cart was coming by, he was like, move your shoulders, and we were laughing about it. We were talking about it. He was a young guy that had a law degree. He was an attorney. He wanted to be in the entertainment business. He was actually working in the entertainment business, and he was going for a job that he really wants really bad. And they kept saying that, you know, that's really not the right job for you, based on his resume, and because he was an accountant and he was an attorney, and this was more of a social. But he had a great personality, and he had one lady that kept telling him that, you know what, it's not really, I don't think this job is for you. And he's like, what is your objection for why this job is not for me? I'm like, what is your one objection? And the objection she gave him was that she didn't think you had enough experience or something trivial like that. And I thought to the back of my head, and I could be completely wrong, but I think I've lived it being a minority. I've lived it being overweight. Now, maybe not to the extent of some people, but I've lived there's a certain kind of judgment going on there that I felt in my interpretation of what was going on there, because he was selling himself, and the guy was enthusiastic, very qualified, handsome guy, but he's about 70, 80 pounds overweight, and he's looking for a job in the, he's in the entertainment business, but he's trying to move up in the entertainment business, and he said, you know, I've been working out at the gym, I have a trainer for 2 years now, I've been trying to lose weight, and we had kind of talked about that, and I thought to myself, what if this guy was 60 pounds lighter? Would she have objections? Would he have an easier time getting this job? And those who are heavy set will tell you that sometimes promotions don't come as easily. And sometimes you get looked over because, you know what, they don't think you're dressed right or you look right or you fit the part. And I'm just speaking the truth. It's not like this is made up stuff. And so there's a lot in stake for getting your life back and getting in shape. Not to be among one of the beautiful people. That's not what I'm talking about. The point is that there's something that shifts in everybody when they feel amazing about themselves. Now there are people on the planet that I admire that doesn't matter what size they are, they love themselves so much that they have that same enthusiasm, that same kind of spark in their personality, and nothing gets in their way. But if you are not one of those people, if you're one of those people that have those negative conversations like I did very often, and I do to this day, if I look in the mirrors and don't feel like I look the way I should look for any given day or week, I hear the negative conversations coming up. But they used to be I used to speak brutally to myself when I was, you know, what I considered out of shape, overweight, and just not attractive. And the conversations that I would have, I would never speak to my children that way. I would never speak to my parents, my best friends, strangers. I would not speak to in the way that I spoke to myself. And the reason why I mention that, because if you have in those types of conversations where you call yourself a fat pig, or you freaking eat too much, or you're this, you're that. That takes away from the spark in your eye, and that personality that's you, that's so attractive, the attractiveness about you gets stolen away by your not feeling the very best about yourself. And if 20 pounds or 10 pounds or 50 pounds or 100 pounds, if that's a part of the equation that's going to help you feel the very best about yourself, that will in turn open other doors. It'll open doors at work. It'll open doors in careers. It'll open doors financially. And that just, it's not about the weight as much as it is about your perception of the weight and how it reflects in your life and how you let it affect your life. And I was looking, this kid was, Gil, he got a great personality, great smile. And I said, I'm afraid, I hope you get this job, because I really believe that you would be so good at it, because he was so enthusiastic about it. And a part of me felt this fear for this complete stranger who I had just met just a few minutes ago, that how devastating it would be if that did not happen. And he would not really know why, because he's thinking, you know what, I've sold myself. I know that I can do this job. I know that I'm the best person for this job. And what if it's simply because of the fact that they don't like his appearance, or they don't think he will fit into the crowd? And I just thought that in the back of my head, and I went, you know what, it happens every single day. And if you've been a victim of it, it's very painful. But it's possible to get past all that, and it's possible to do whatever you need to do. And we have literally, this protocol is without a doubt, I have absolutely zero doubt about it as far as it being successful for almost anybody. Now, there are some people that it just won't react to. I'm sure there's got to be those people on the planet that it won't. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be somewhere there that for some reason chemically it doesn't seem to come together. I don't really believe it, but I have to believe that it's possible. You know, I have to believe that there's those people, because, you know, 100% is 100%, but, you know, there's always going to be one, right? But it's rare that if simply follow the plan and do what you need to do, that you will not have some level of success. And how much success you have is entirely up to you. So I know I was supposed to recap some of the great things of 2012, and there's so many that I probably can't even remember all of them. But one of the things that I think more importantly, I want to leave messages for those of you that are moving into 2012 that will be taking this, starting this protocol in just a few days. And what I want to reiterate is that everyone will experience different results on this protocol. Everyone will lose more inches than pounds, or sometimes more pounds than inches, and sometimes equal pounds and equal inches. If you lose 15 pounds or 50 pounds, be grateful, because that's 15 pounds and 50 pounds closer to your goal. The most disheartening thing I get is when I get emails from people that I did the protocol, you know, I did a 43 days, and I only lost 26 pounds. I'm thinking 26 pounds of pure fat is like 40 pounds of fat and muscle on a normal diet. Therefore, 26 pounds of pure fat improved your cholesterol, improved your blood pressure, improved your blood sugar, improved your internal organs, took pressure off your knees, pressure off your spine, and let you fit into something different than you were wearing the day before. It shifted the clothes in your closet from too big now to just fit. Now, there may be other clothes in your closet that are still too tight, but you're moving towards it's possible. And so when you hear yourself and you're telling yourself these conversations that I only did this and I only did that, remember the universe will only give you what you believe is possible. And when you say only, that's a limiting belief, which you'll get more of that limiting belief. Those who are excited about the 5 pounds they lose or the 50 pounds they lose, they end up losing 5 and 50 pounds more. Those that have an attitude of gripe instead of attitude of gratitude tend to struggle, and the weight seems to not come off, and that's because the universe says, you know what, you don't believe it, you're not grateful for where we're at, so you know what, I'm going to give you the same level of frustration until you finally change your mind, until you finally become grateful for whatever little progress you have, because it's possible. Every time you get on the scale and you lose an ounce or lose a pound and a half, that takes you 1 pound and a half or 1 ounce closer to your possible goal weight, the weight that you have never seen or have not seen in many, many years. This is the only weight loss protocol on the planet that I know of that will take anybody who is patient, who is diligent, who is willing to follow the plan, not doubt it, not try to figure out a way around it, not to figure out what's wrong with it, just to do it, like Nike says, and you will experience your goals. It's that simple. And I try to keep the message as simple as possible. I keep trying to reiterate that the message that this protocol is very simple, but you do have to be ready. You do have to be mentally ready to say, you know what, to say no, excuse me, to bad habits or past habits. Say no to the people talking in your ear and telling you that, you know what, why are you wasting your time? You're only going to gain the weight back. Had an email just the other day, going through 600 some emails, and had a lady that said that she wanted to start the plan, but a girlfriend of hers told her that if she didn't get all of the products, that she would just gain all the weight back, and so why should she bother doing that? I'm thinking, okay, on all the products, I'm trying to think. She wasn't talking about her actual HCG and her mixing supplies and what have you. She was, I don't know, and my response was, what products are we talking about? But the point is, she already was programmed by a friend that you could go ahead and do this, and you may lose some weight, but you're going to gain it all back, so why don't you just stay where you're at? I don't understand that philosophy. I don't understand that mentality, because every time that you – now, granted, I mean, statistically, they say 97% of most people over 3 years will gain back the weight they lose on a conventional diet. I say that 97% of the people can gain their weight back on the ACG diet. I don't think it's a miracle cure as far as you lose the weight and your body somehow locks out the ability for you to gain fat back for the rest of your life. I will never say that to be – I know that Kevin Trudeau put that out there. Oh, you'll never gain the weight back. Well, guess what? you don't gain the weight back if you have a lifestyle change. But if your lifestyle is the same as it was when you started and you picked up none of the lessons along the way that the protocol teaches you about portion control and the fact that the refined sugars and processed food, there's nothing good about it for you other than the fact that it's meant to taste good, but that tasting good is kind of the hook that pulls you in the wrong direction. But ultimately, there is no diet protocol in the world that will help you keep the weight. They'll keep the weight off forever without you. So you know what? I saw a T-shirt in Cancun, and then for the squeamish at heart, it basically said something like, "Oh, what is it? Oh well." I'm paraphrasing, but it said basically if your F and there was a blank missing, CK, so you see the word spelled out, so you know what the word is supposed to mean, right? And then it says all that's missing is you. And I went, wow, that's pretty cool. So I said, you know what, I'm going to rephrase that slogan. So if your weight is F blank CK, then all that's missing is you. If your life is the same thing, all that's missing is you. Any problem that's going on right now in your life, all that's missing is you. If you're not at the body weight and the way you want to look in the mirror, all that's missing is you. And that is the message. That bottom line is that all that you have to do is decide that it's time. All you got to do is put the steps in the system in front of you, follow the steps, and all that's missing is you. And at the end of the day, all that will be left is you, the you that you've been looking for and missing for a long, long time. And that, to me, makes it very simple. And I thought that shirt, I said, you know what, that's a brilliant thing. And now the meaning of the T-shirt was supposed to mean something else, but I kind of, the way my mind works, I wanted to make the message loud and clear that regardless of wherever you want to be, no matter if you're coming from 400 pounds or 40 pounds, and if you've gained weight back and you've lost it, and you've done it once, you've done it twice, you fail yourself to success. If you failed at 50 weight loss protocols and three of those 50 were this one, then it's time for 51 until you fail your way to success. Because until you reach your goal, you're going to be either haunted by defeat and having those conversations to yourself about how you weren't able or didn't do what you were supposed to do or whatever the case may be. And every time I get emails from people that they're explaining to me that they've done the diet or they've done this weight loss and they lost the weight and they gained it back and it was all because, and they start saying, I kept feeding my fat ass or I kept stuffing my mouth and all that kind of stuff. And my first response is stop. Let's change the conversation. From now on, if you and I are going to converse, if you and I are going to be friends, if you and I are going to talk, if I'm going to help you, you will no longer talk to yourself in that way. You'll no longer disrespect yourself in that way. If you're not willing to love yourself enough to talk to yourself in a kind and loving way, then you're already failing. You're already failing from the start. So this is all about loving yourself through it. And Janie tells people all the time, we tell people all the time, this is not a weight loss journey. It's not a diet journey. It is a spiritual journey. And the only reason that we haven't reached our goal yet, because you haven't been willing enough to go through the spiritual aspect of what you need to change in your life or adapt your life or accept in your life. And I'm not talking about God. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about our spiritual beliefs, our belief system, our things that we have programmed ourselves to believe about ourselves is what's in the way. And until we're able to take that conversation and change it to where it's a loving conversation to ourselves. My sister's visiting from out of town and she's here with us for the holidays, and she was here while we were in Cancun and she's staying through New Year's. And she has on her phone, every time she gets a text, it says, "Hey, beautiful, you have a new text message. And I listen to that earphone when I'm and goes, hey, beautiful, you have a new text message. And it's a guy in a really nice voice. And I was like, you know, how cool is that? She goes, hey, you know what? I think I should, I like the fact that someone's telling me 50 times a day that I'm beautiful. And that, you know what, I'm thinking, I said, how positive, because I want positive stuff coming to me. I don't want any negative stuff coming to me. I was like, how cool is that, that you had the wherewithal and the love yourself enough to say, I don't have a problem with this, my phone telling me that every time I get a text that I'm beautiful and that I have a text. And I thought that was just awesome, because that's what I'm talking about, loving yourself enough to do whatever you need to do to allow yourself to be who you are, be who you're supposed to be. And you guys know what I'm talking about. There's a time in your life you go back and you kind of say, you know, man, I used to have my personality. I just was out there and I used to be really talkative and I used to be just really overt and just, you know, just vivacious. And I'm kind of quiet now. I'm kind of hidden away. I'm kind of not myself. And that's the magic of that. And that's when people are you know, the most attracted to you, when you are confident about yourself and you love yourself. And because that's what you treat people better when you love yourself. When you feel bad about yourself, you don't treat people very, very well. And Janie and I have, you know, we have a system that if we ever, either one of us, and we say it out loud because, you know, obviously it doesn't happen at the same time, but if I find myself commenting about something or somebody, if somebody's walking by, I'm like, wow, you know, they could probably lose a few pounds, or wow, you know, nice hat, or why did you wear those socks? And I go, oh, I must not be feeling real good about myself right now, because I'm projecting that on somebody else. I'm picking apart somebody else. And what that really means is that you're picking apart yourself, and it's coming out, and you don't want to deal with it, so you're coming out and you're projecting on other people. So I kind of do an internal checking, okay, what's going on with me? And usually there's something that I find out that's going on with me that I need to address. And so that may not be for everybody, but her and I, that's our belief system, that we find ourselves, you know, picking on someone else or talking about somebody else or picking people apart or making fun or whatever the case might be, anything that's not a loving thing, it's usually going on, something going on with us about us, and we're projecting out on somebody else. So I'm just having this conversation because I'm just telling you what I told you I was going to, you know, play by heart and talk with all my heart and spread whatever came to my mind, and that's pretty much it. So 2011, just a quick recap, what happened? We had three AC90 Extreme challenges. The very first one was a flop. The second one was phenomenal. The third one was okay, but not really that good. The second one was inspiring. It was inspiring enough, but the three of them together were exhausting, to where I left the site up, I left the content up, but I still have not made it. And I love the fact of the challenges, because it brought people that would not normally take the challenge to the challenge. But what I also got out of it that I don't want to happen is that I don't want to rah-rah people into something and then they get there and they're not really ready and they fall apart and then they leave. And that's kind of the same thing. And you go and listen to a very powerful motivational speaker, and you're there and you're fired up and you try to harness that. And if you've ever been to the Tony Robbins or the Zig Ziglars of the world, even the Les Browns, you walk out of those seminars and you're just walking on water. You suddenly are a Moses. You can just do whatever. But holding on to that enthusiasm, once you get into the real world of negativity and your own negative conversations, you suddenly lose that enthusiasm, and it kind of dissipates. And I think that the excitement of the challenge and the buzz of the challenge had all these people rushing through the door to sign up and get in there, and then all of a sudden the accountability and you know, being under a microscope and having to be, you know, accountable and show up and log and actually, you know, people, you couldn't hide. I think it really freaked people out. But I tell you that, you know, the experience itself and seeing what the transformation that some of these people made was definitely one of the inspirations of the year for me, watching so many people make such dramatic transformations. I'm really, you know, challenged to try and do another one. Look at the fact that it does take a lot of personal input from Janie and I, and sometimes it's just really hard with the schedule that we have. But I haven't closed the door on it. I just want to find a better way to do it or a better way to deliver it, so it could be a little more automated. And hopefully also keep the attrition rate down. Let's see. Our books went to Amazon hard copies, which was very cool. We have a new one. I have a new one that we're putting together now, and actually that's for the people in my age group. I really have, for some reason, obviously because of my age group, have a real soft spot in my heart for men and women that are in our age group, that are baby boomers, that are aging now, and that we're looking unhealthy, we're carrying around more belly fat than we should, and being in Cancun was just a real wake up call that this is a mission that I need to take on, because you see people from all over the world when you go on vacation, and I got to tell you that. They were, everybody's in the bathing suits, everybody on the beach, and there were just way too many, mostly men, not women. I think the women were actually in better shape than the men overall, but there were way too many men that were in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. They were carrying around bellies that have got to be either diabetics or going to be diabetics. And I don't think that we need to age gracefully or age without looking and feeling the best that we can. And so, our goal is to come out with HCG Body for Life for over 40. I'm not excusing the young people out there, but you know what? You guys are more active by nature. Your hormones are still intact. But for us getting to 50, late 40s and 50s and over, it's about not just about diet and exercise, it's about hormones. And that's why, my companionship or partnership or friendship with Dr. Goldstone, bringing all that information to where we can actually design a protocol that's going to help people that are in our age group maybe lose the fat a little bit faster and also get their hormones balanced and so they can live lean, long, sexy lives. Man, there's no reason why we should not look and feel the best we can as we age. And, there's nothing wrong with aging, but I got a problem with growing old. And that's what we want to see if we can do something about. So that's one of our missions for 2012. We also have Semper Fit magazine, which is going to be an online magazine that's going to be bringing content of all kinds of health and all kinds of weight loss and health and supplements and things that I really believe that work really well with this particular protocol or that will help people pass the protocol. I think one of the real big things that are missing right now, and there's a few protocols that I really like, but I haven't kind of fully endorsed them yet, but it's post HCG diet. What do you do when you've gotten the weight off and you figured out your food groups, because our book helps you in phase four figure out what food combinations your body likes and doesn't like. But you know what? Navigating living, having a normal, what do you do every day of your life, on a normal basis and be able to eat healthy but still have your indulgences. And there's some really good programs out there, but I want to kind of I'm using some of them. We're playing with some of them. I'm trying to connect with the creators of them so we can actually come up with something that's going to be really easy for people to implement in the phase four of their lives, if you will, post-HCG diet. Because we know HCG protocol and HCG Body for Life will shed the fat. We know that we'll get you in the best shape of your life. But staying there is really where most people have the biggest concern and where most people usually kind of make the biggest mistakes. So that's one of our missions for 2012. We got a lot of things planned, but most importantly, it's just about shedding the message. I know you guys have been hearing a lot of the feedback and fear mongering about the FDA and HCG protocol. Right now, their focus and attack is on the homeopathic products. We don't know if they're going to focus on the pharmaceutical product. I really hope that they don't. I believe that money talks, and the weight loss industry is a very powerful and very multi-billion, trillion-dollar industry. And this protocol and the fact that its success and its real success is definitely putting a damper in the supplement industry and the diet industry. And whenever something like that happens, big money can shift whatever they want. But I think they have a legitimate argument on the homeopathic products right now. I think their argument is still going to stem over a little bit over to the pharmaceutical, because they don't want to us to make the claims that you can lose a pound a day. To the FDA and to the health industry, your standard is still 2 pounds a week. And when you tell somebody that they can lose a pound a day or half a pound a day or a pound and a half a day, they feel that that is false advertising or exaggeration. Now, those of us who have done this protocol know that it's not. But I believe that they're probably going to force the verbiage so the other diet protocols can be more competitive to us. In other words, there's nothing out there, you can't have any of the other major weight loss protocols you see on TV claim that they'll lose a pound a day. They're not doing it, and yet I believe that's where the pressure is coming from. I believe that the pharmaceutical product, like I said, is approved as a fertility drug. I think with enough success and enough of you guys doing the protocol and having success, speaking out, blogging about it, talking about it, that eventually the FDA will have to bend and approve the protocol as a weight loss drug because of the fact that how can you deny millions of people that have lost weight successfully on this protocol? I even love that even Dr. Oz said that at some point in time when your patients start walking into your office and they're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds lighter, their triglycerides, their blood pressure, and their cholesterol are all improved, if not normalized, their blood sugar is normal, they're getting off drugs, they're getting off insulin, and they're asking, what are you doing? And they say, well, I just did this HGD diet. At some point, a doctor's got to go, you know what? I understand that we're paid to give out pills and make surgery, but the real doctors out there that believe in their Hippocratic oath are going to go, you know what? If we can prevent surgery, if we can prevent, lap band surgery, can prevent stomach stapling, we can prevent heart attacks by just learning more about this protocol and making it affordable for people to do it, then that's something we should do. So it's up to you guys. It's up to you guys to transform your bodies, transform your health, and then go to your doctor and say, check me out, and go, okay, how'd you do it? This is how I do it. Maybe you guys should start telling your patients, you need to go lose a couple pounds, but show them how to lose a couple pounds. So as always, I got about 13 minutes left. I can open the lines for you guys if you have questions or comments. I think I've pretty much said all I need to say other than Happy New Year. I love you guys for being here. I love you guys to listen to our podcast. Please keep sharing the love. Jane and I absolutely love what we do. We love the fact that we get to talk to people and reach people from all over the world. We're supposed to go to Costa Rica in January for a fitness exposition show and talk about this protocol. I mean, these kind of opportunities are open up that people want to know about it, and they want to know about it because you guys are spreading the word. You guys are taking the challenge. You guys are showing up in your offices, and people are looking at you and going, what the heck did you do? You are the walking billboards for this protocol, and so without you, there is no us. And so I want to say thank you very much for being loyal listeners, loyal to our blogs and our videos and to our websites and to our newsletter. So if you have anything you want to say, that you can press 1 on your phone, that will put up your hand, and I will open the line and let you share for as many minutes as we have. So I see some hands going up. So the first caller, your prefix is 845-309. You are on the air. You should be on the air now.
Hey, what's going on, Colin? This is Ed over in New York. I got a couple of questions
hey,
I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
So I've been watching your videos. They're really good. They're really informative. And I sent you about an email about that yesterday. I had a couple of questions. I'm thinking of doing the 2 5,000 IU bottles of the ACG. And
okay.
One of my questions was, what would be the most effective way to do them? Should I do them back-to-back, or should I do one, wait to 6 or 7 weeks or whatever it is so I don't become immune to it, and then do the other one?
How much
what
weight
would
are you
be your
to lose
opinion?
How much
well,
weight
I'm looking
to
lose. I'm looking to lose 50, 60 pounds.
Okay. My theory about this whole immunity issue is that I have not found one person that's actually had immunity to HCG, and I've talked to thousands of people. I've coached thousands of people. My theory is that you when you're in the groove and you're losing weight and you're going for it, I would take it to the limit. Take it 60 days if you can. I'd even have to go 90, 100 days straight. My guy CJ lost 87 pounds. I think his final end of weight was 87 pounds in 120 days. So my theory is the break, if you're going to break, then you got to do phase three and then come back and then do another phase. But if you can maintain the diet, you're still enthusiastic, your body's still responding, you're still losing weight, then try to get as much weight as you can off the first round, because it does get more challenging each additional round. Just emotionally, it gets more challenging.
So. Oh, okay. All right. That sounds good. So basically finish my shots and then just go into the next phase is what you recommend.
Reach your goal. Basically, finish your shots or reach your goal, whatever comes first. So my thing is, if you have 50 pounds to lose and it takes you 60 days to do it, then go 60 days. If it takes you 40 days to do it, then go 40 days. But the point is, until you've exhausted your fat reserve and the ATG no longer works in your body because you have no more stored fat to feed off of, that's when you've successfully completed this protocol. And I will keep saying that to people, that if you stop where you want to stop versus where your body tells you when to stop, you technically have not successfully completed the protocol, just so you know, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
In my humble opinion, that's the deal. So the goal is to have your body exhaust all your abnormal fat reserve so you have nothing left there to feed your body. When that happens, the ACG stops working. You become very hungry. You no longer can sustain a 500-calorie diet under no circumstances, and then you can move into phase three, and that's how you know that you're at the leanest possible body fat percentage you can be in because you have no more stored fat.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure. We got a few more minutes? Sure. I got two more people after you, so be brief, and
okay.
I'll be brief.
Okay, sure. And the B12, is it safe to mix it, or should I do those separate when
you,
I do the injection?
You can put the B12 in. Put your ATG in your syringe first, then add the B12 to your syringe, and then take it in one shot.
And that won't harm the ATG at all?
No. Don't mix it into your ATG. You put the B12 in a separate bottle. Your ATG is in a separate bottle. When you fill your syringe, you fill your syringe with your ACG first, and then you add your 40 units of B12 into the syringe. It doesn't bother the ACG, and then,
oh, okay.
Then
yeah,
take your one shot. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Colin.
Good job, brother. We'll talk to you. Happy New Year.
What's the best way to like, if I have any further questions, email, Facebook?
Email me or call me, man. Email me, any of the above. Email, call me, or Facebook. If you call me, that's probably the fastest way. If I answer my phone, or I'll call you back within 24 hours. Email me, you'll probably get a faster response. I'm always on my email, and then Facebook as well. So either one of those is fine.
Okay. All right, I'm enjoying your thing. Thanks a lot, man. Bye bye.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. All right, next caller, 928-202, you're on the air. You got 8 minutes.
Hi, I'm Cher.
Hi, Cher.
How are you? I just started my HCG about 9 days ago, and
okay.
I have lost so far 12 pounds.
That sounds good.
Yeah, the question I have, though, is it was kind of funny because, I did it during the holidays, and I actually ate, not a lot, but I did eat, and I had cheesecake and everything, and I lost 2 pounds.
I can't figure that one out. It's called the lucky danger. And it happens, but the only thing that I tell people to worry that to not let your mind trick you into believing that you can get away with that. Oh, because eventually,
yeah, exactly. It's going to
shut you down. Did you have a specific question?
Yeah, I wanted to know now the B12, and you're saying mm-hmm. take 40 IUs,
right?
Or units, whatever.
40 units.
Now,
yeah.
Are we supposed to take that? Everybody says take it intramuscular, and I've been taking some subcutaneously. Is that the right way to take it?
You can take it either way. I got to tell you that the B12 sub Q has a tendency to burn. a little burn a little bit. So I usually take my shots in my shoulder and in my thigh. But when I first did the protocol, I did it in my belly because that's where I had the most fat. But it may have a little bit of a sting to it. But B12, you know, on the bottle it tells you it is a sub Q dose. But it can be used just as effectively. Intramuscular dose, but it can be used just as effectively sub Q. So
it can, okay, because I've been going online looking crazy for an answer, and nobody can answer that. Like, okay,
I'm glad I was able to answer that.
So it's now. Is it going to see now? A lot of people are telling me that doing it intramuscular, you feel the rush. You feel, you know, energized right away. I've been doing it the other way, and I'm not feeling that at all. Is that normal?
Well, I got to tell you that B12, to me, is not something that I get like a jolt from every day. I still take B12 to this day. It's not something I get a jolt from. It's something that I just have an overall well-being of energy. There's some people that are ultra-sensitive to it that may feel like they're getting a jolt from it. Sometimes it's psychological. But a B12 is not something that it's like a stimulant where you're going to suddenly feel like a jolt from it. So, you know, if you want to take two shots a day, then take your ATG you can just switch to your shoulder or your thigh, and that'll be intramuscular, and you can see for yourself if you get a jolt from it.
Will the insulin needle be long enough to do that?
Oh, yeah. Your shoulder muscle or thigh muscle, I mean, the dermis is not more than 5/8 of an inch thick, that's for sure. If not, go to your glute. Either way, you're going to hit a muscle. But shoulder and thigh, you should be able to hit a muscle.
Okay. Now, the last question I have is, I was just reading that I've been storing my HCG in the refrigerator and my B12. Now I'm finding out that they say the B12 should be room temperature. Is that going to make my B12 ineffective?
I've been keeping my B12 in the refrigerator for 5 years, and it's been perfectly effective.
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't need to be refrigerated. So the point is that you can have it on the counter or not. So it's, like I said, everyone's got a theory about it, but No. B12 can be room temperature, and it be kept room temperature. But it's a funny thing that one of the places that I get my B12 from, I buy like the 30-milliliter bottle, and it comes to me, and they send it to me in a refrigerated pack. Why would they do that? I mean, if it doesn't need to be refrigerated.
Right.
So anyway, yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, let me get this last call.
Thank you.
In 3 minutes. You're so welcome. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you're 561-662. You're on the air. We got 3 minutes, 46 seconds.
Hey, Colin. Dave from West Palm. Talked to you a few times.
Dave.
And
real
good. So I'm glad you and Jane had a good time down south. Just wanted to let you know I'm in day 22 at 28.2, a loss.
Love it.
20 inches total lost. And and you're giving really good info. And if some of the people, I've heard a couple of the people this evening speak about mixing their, you know, like you said, first put the 20 of the HCG. You have a video out on YouTube about that. So if they look around, I think if they look around a little bit, they'll find that.
Funny thing is, I actually send that video out when you check out. You should get an automatic download with those mixing videos too. But go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, that's okay because I for some reason I kind of was snickering because no one's seen those, and I've watched them 15 times just to, you know, just make sure I'm listening. Hey, I'm like you. You got to show me something 4 or 5 times and I won't forget.
Right.
Having a little bit of trouble with my beef, I went and got some organic 15%, and I found out that 15% is too much fat, so... And I also had a skirt steak, same thing. For some reason, I'm having a problem with beef. But all I do is I do an apple day the next day, and I'm right back where I should be. I got a question for you about my injection site around my belly button, and I'm as of tonight, I'm going to go to the shoulder or the leg. But I'm getting a little stinging, but I'm getting the black and blue mark. Am I moving it or something?
It's the bruising. My wife Jane, she doesn't matter where she stitches herself, she gets a bruise. So, that's some people are more sensitive to the bruising, and usually it means that you're probably deficient in a supplement, and I can't remember which one at the present time. And since I'm not a doctor, I didn't want to probably tell you, but usually if you bruise easily, go to your local vitamin store and ask guy in there or the gal in there, what enzyme or what supplement you need if you're bruised easily. It means that you're just deficient in something.
Yeah.
I switched to the shoulder and the thigh because that eliminates the whole sting. I don't feel anything in my shoulder or my outer thigh, nothing. So that's where I go.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm 22 days into it. The last 4 or 5 days I've gotten them, and I'm like, well, that's just, you know, part of the deal. I mean, you know,
because your belly fats come off, man. That's the first place for guys to lose their inches in their stomach, man. You as you get thinner and thinner in the belly fat area, it starts to get more sensitive.
It's absolutely insane. I you told me I'd be a billboard, and I've got people already asking me. So
I know.
It's working, brother.
All right, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, man. Colin, I got 46 seconds left.
Talk to you.
All right, brother. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
See you, Colin.
You guys are awesome as usual. And let me turn these guys off. Have you guys turned on here? We're in our last 30 seconds. So we're going to close out the show. Thanks so much for being here. If I missed you or missed a question yet, please email me. I wish you a safe and prosperous new year. And just know that Jay and I are here to help you every step of the way on your journey. And remember, guys, it's possible. It doesn't matter what anybody tells you, whatever the naysayers are, whatever the rhetoric, that being how you want, looking how you want to look, and feeling how you want to feel is absolutely possible. God bless you. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon.